All right, we'll get rolling today. A lot of our local crew will know this, but on this day in our meetings, we give out some black jerseys, and that's how we demonstrate our respect for one another to get each other ready. So those guys this week was Matt Schaub, DJ Tialavia, Josh Kies, and Darian Griswold. So those four totally jumped out, and it's one of the fun things we do on Fridays. Yesterday, recap, just to, you know, I thought the team was flying. We had a big third down day, big red zone day. We need to rely on that speed to get our looks right on both sides of the ball. So we know the games are, you know, often won during the week, and you got to put the work in. And that's what took place yesterday and today. So glad to open it up for your questions.
Dan, you talked yesterday about wanting to see Julio work with the guys today. What did you see from that?
Yeah, we were pleased with his response and how quickly he came back and had good bounce, ran hard, jumped, so he looked good.
Having any limitations in the game?
None.
Was he full today?
Yes. Full. Yep. So, well, no, everybody will be probable for us that had any limitations. All right, you guys have.
Yeah. Coach, seen him throughout the year, different motivational sayings on T-shirts, I guess, yesterday about the only fight that matters is the one we're in. Where do you find all these sayings, and what does that do for your team?
Well, that's honestly just like a mindfulness exercise. Like, the fight that matters is what you're doing. And so for yesterday, it was nailing third down, you know, introducing the red zone and not looking too far ahead or too far back, totally staying in the moment of what we're doing. And if you're really trying to get better and have your intent right, that's our responsibility to one another. So that's what we look for in that spot. When you look too far down the line, you can lose sight of this experience that we're going through together. And so sometimes just some reminders.
We only see, I guess, a small sliver of it, but you had Arrive Violently guys wearing those last week. Is that an every week thing and we just see a little bit, or has it been lately you want more themes?
There's a lot of T-shirts. They have some for sure. But sometimes we just have fun with it as the weeks go. You'll see a hat or a shirt or a sweatshirt through the year. So you got to earn them. So we do it on special teams as well. So it's still a fun, you know, exercise to go through. And, yeah, there's some messages that go on with it.
Do you have a financial interest in the T-shirt store?
That's a good point. I don't, but, it is fun for the guys. Like, they could buy the T-shirt, sure, a lot of them, but they want to win it, and it's just that competitiveness that comes out.
Coach, watching the last game you played against the Packers regular season, Adrian Claiborne got to Aaron Rodgers twice in that game. Is there anything you've talked to him about rushing the passer and trying to disrupt the protection of Aaron Rodgers?
Well, both teams are a lot different from that week, and I think both teams are a lot better. We certainly feel like we're a better version of ourselves, and that's always a hard thing for mobile quarterbacks. How do you get to him? How do you move him? How do you take care of him when he's outside the pocket, inside the pocket? So it's been at the front of our thinking all week in terms of our preparation. At the end of it, it still comes down as pass rushers. It's your get off and then goes into your strain, your technique, and you want to make sure you're in concert with the other guys, three, four, five, how many ever are rushing. So it's a big project for sure. We try to simulate it as best we can in practice. It's a hard play to simulate and convert routes, and he's one of the very best there is at it. So we've got our work cut out, but definitely something that's you know, that we talk about.
Is it fair to assume that at times you'll spy him, but you can't afford to spy him all the time because he'd figure it out? And
yeah, in my experience through the years, the best things are not where it's just one thing all the time to take care of unique players and how to battle with them. He's certainly going to run. We expect that they're going to be completed passes. We know that too. But it's our ability to run and hit, our ability to finish plays that we talk so much about. And when we play fast like we are now, that helps a lot too.
Coach, how's this week been for you? You're a humble guy. You like to deflect a lot of the attention of the team. But, you know, just 2 years ago you were brought in here and you get your first playoff win less than 2 years later. I'm just curious, have you had a chance to step back and kind of look at what you've accomplished?
No, I certainly don't. And honestly, just so pumped to be part of this team and to see our team grow and improving as we're going. That's what excites me the most. I thought about 6 weeks ago we had a shift after a game against Kansas City. And then I felt it again during our bye week in terms of the preparation, going to a new spot, our communication, the technique that we play. So that's really where my focus lies, just with the team and finding that one little edge of something to improve upon. And so that's why, like, a practice like yesterday so fired me up.
What do you see as the key to Matt Ryan's durability, seven straight seasons? And do you see him being a guy that could be like Brady doing this at 39?
Well, I'm not certainly knock on, but I think number one, the guy's tough as hell. And every quarterback in this league is going to take hits. And so for him, he's definitely played, I would say, where probably other guys may not have been able to. And that type of mindset, that type of toughness, anybody's able to do that over a long time, they got a lot of grit about them. It's not something that you know he and I have ever discussed in terms of that, but I would consider him right in the middle of it. And I don't know how old he is today, but I'm hopeful it is for a long time.
Coach, you guys talk about your ability to just keep them in the moment. And, you know, every week has been like championship week. That's what Coach has done. On a human level, as you look for the focus and the edge and you work so hard to be this close to a Super Bowl, is there anything a little bit different? Any thoughts go through your head?
I'd go back to our T-shirt, you know. The only fight that matters is the fight that you're in. And if you allow yourself to go there, you know, just bring it back. And, of course, you know, guys talk about that and think of it. And so that's our job for one another, to help bring us back, because all our intent, all our focus, all our preparation, this game is going to be all we want it to be. The NFC Championship game is a battle, and we recognize that. So that's where our intent lies. And if you feel yourself going past that, we recognize that there's questions about that from time to time. But we just try to bring it back to our own team in this present moment. Our team has created such a unique environment because of the connection they have to one another. So that's something that we're able to talk about and just put all of our intent and focus into this game. And that's what we're doing.
Coach, what we can tell is the behavior and mentality and some of the attitude of this team right where you hoped it would be 48 hours before an NFC Championship game.
Well, I wanted to make sure going in that we stayed really true to our process. And oftentimes, as you know, games go and you want to get tighter, it's a new experience. And so for us going through, for some players, a first playoff game, they got to feel what that's like. And knowing, hey, man, we're going to do what we do. They line up. The formations are the same. The intent's the same. When we try to hit guys, we're going to try and hit right through them. And so that part, having that mentality, no, okay, this week it didn't change again. We're going right back to the process. So we wanted to stay really consistent with that. One of the things we do say is each week we want to throw a championship week. So now that there's a championship opportunity in front, we're certainly not going to make things up now.
Coach, you said you can usually tell by the way Vic Beasley practices how he's going to play on Sunday. What did you see from Vic this week?
Number one, I saw the speed and him coming off the ball, the battles that he goes with Schrader and one-on-ones and the other offensive tackles. But they match up a lot. But you can see a real intent about him. I asked him a question, you know, regarding a formation and a play yesterday. I said, how'd you know that? And he just spit it out. So I accused one of the coaches of giving him the answer before the play. And sure enough, they had not. So I was pleased to see that.
Dan, I know you have a lot of respect for Pete Carroll and all your other mentors. Have you talked to anybody who's been in this position maybe this week to kind of give you any advice?
I talked to Pete this week, but it was just more regarding just ball. You know, it wasn't too much past that.
Last question, guys.
Coach, from what you've seen of Aaron, the way he's played as of late, does it even matter who lines up a wide receiver or game play?
Well, of course it does, yeah. I mean, what he's been awesome at, not just, you know, throwing where to go, this coverage, that player, how do you feature the guys creating outside the run, and he's done a fantastic job with the ball. But having that connection with the receivers, yeah, of course that matters.
Thank you, guys.
All right, see you guys. Have a great one.